Emporia Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
Father, you know our need. And there's a proof today, yesterday, and before yesterday, how you love us and how you know our need and provide for them. Lord, we've been long time without a single drop, a single tear of rain. And Father, you drop down poor rain that we can't complain no more. Father, the same way this is spiritual. You provide for our need, your son. We can't save for ourselves. But thank you that you sent your son to give us eternal life. Oh, Father, we pray this morning that you'll be glorified through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, everything that we read right there is pretty much what was Jesus talking about. If you want to obey all the love, all the commandment, the Ten Commandments, it's all right there. Love God. Love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And which one was the second one that Jesus said? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let me ask a question. Who over here can raise your hand and say, I hate myself? No one. That's why you take care of yourself. That's why when you see a danger situation close to you, you go away. You don't go to the danger situation. You stay away because you love yourself. You don't want to be hurt, right? And the Bible said we got to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. John, in his gospel, on this letter, 77 times he speaks about love. If we study, if we put attention about what we read, it's pretty much about what was Jesus talking about. He said the whole love and the whole commitment, they all can resume to those words, love your Lord, your God, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's the original love. It's sad, like I said, there's people trying to buy the love. You can't buy the love. It can show, you can demonstrate love, but you can't buy the love. And God gave his love. And when he come to our life, we can really share with other God love, because his love live in us. And that was Jesus, what that was John showing right there. And the first thing we can see is that God is the source of love. God is the source of love. If you love somebody, it's not because you are a good person. You're a liar. It's the love of God in you. You might say, but there's a lot of people out there, they show love, but they don't really know the original love. The original love comes from God. He's the only one. We love each other because the love in us comes from God. That's a mark as a Christian, that we love each other because God loved me first. We can see that on the verse 7. The verse 7 said, dear friends, that's John speaking to the church, let us continue to love one. Let us continue. That means that we should already love each other. For love comes from God. What does the love come from? Well, because, no, I like Brother Ed because he brings me some fish every time he goes fishing. No, I probably appreciate it. Yeah, I might not even like it. I might not even like the way he speaks. I might not even like his attitude. But he gives me some fish and I appreciate it. But no, I love Ed because the love of God is in me. Because the source of my love, it comes from God. That's what the Bible showed me. Like I say, it breaks my heart every time I see that there are arguments in church. And there are people that they almost get used to fight in church. Why? What is the love of God in your life? We don't have no patience one to another. We want other people be patient with us, but we don't want to be patient with other. What is God love when I don't have no patience? The fruit in the spirit One of the fruit of the Spirit is patience. If I love one another, if we love one another, we got to be patient one to another. Amen? That's your love. I already had to say and speak about Matthew 7. That not everyone to call the Lord, Lord, will go to heaven. Look, when we read God's words, it's not that God wants to condemn the word. He wants the word to be saved by his own. He's given out a warning. He's given out an opportunity to repent and come to his own in faith, in repentance. God don't want any one of us to go to hell. He wants us to go to heaven. Second Peter speak about that. He wants us to go to heaven. But the love, we love each other because the love in us comes from God. Let me tell you, if you really feel in your heart that you love all your brother in Christ, it's not because you're a good person. It's because your love comes from God. That's a proof that he's living in you. That's a living proof. Look, he loves enough show that we have been born on him. Because there's something different. There's something natural. Before we come to Christ, we used to speak about everyone. Look, Brother Ed, he didn't wash his car this week. Oh, he got to be... That's the way we used to be before. Now we don't say, we don't do that. Why? Because it's the love in God that show that are born in him. We are new creatures, like 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If there's anyone in Christ, it's new creature. We are not the same way. We don't run rumors like before. Oh, I don't like the way the pastor, whoever is preaching, I don't like this. I don't like the way the brother dresses. I don't like. We're not like that no more. We don't pay attention to that. It's sad when people leave church because they don't have communion with other brother, because they don't have a good relationship with other brother. You know why? Because they don't have a good relationship with Christ either. That's the only reason why. There's no other way. If God is living in you, it should be the proof that your love to your brother. That's what the Bible telling me right here. In verse 7, but the second part, for love comes from God. We know that. Anyone who loves is a child of God and know God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Let me tell you, that's like a kind of test for ourselves. You don't need to ask nobody. You can ask yourself. You want to know if you're really a Christian person? You want to know if you like, is Christ like? That's the test right there. How you love other is the same way you love God. You want to know how much you love God is the same way you love your brother. Pastor Emilio, but look, my boss, he says, you know, he's tough. He's bad. You cannot even talk to him. Well, the Bible said that we got to love our enemy. That's what Jesus said, amen? But you love your check. You love your money. And you say, well, I only work over here because they pay me good money. Good money. At least I can pay my bill and bring my kids to McDonald's or Burger King, you know? Yeah, that's the reason why. But what about church? Oh, no, I don't go to church because, you know, one time I was there and Brother Luis, he was looking at me like, I think he got the same clothes he got last week or the last time I was here. But what about that word? They tell you all kind of words. They curse you. And you are still there because they pay you money. Right? Nobody say amen. But it's true. But what about church? We're not coming to church because Brother Luis Leon will come like a Leon. Emilio. Not like that. He don't do that. It's just an example. It's just an example. Using his last name, Leon, Lion. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. Amen? You see, that's a good point. In your favor. You see? But I don't come to church because somebody, you know, I come in to hear God's word and to worship and praise him. Amen. What about work? If you ask me, I don't like to go to work. I told you before, I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. In fact, we came back Sunday so late that I wasn't able to go to work because I wasn't able to be to sleep not even 2 hours. And really, because I don't like the word, you know. But I had to. If not, how can I pay my bill? How can I take care of my kids, my food, and everything? You know, but that's not obedient to love. You know, when you ask who liked the word, no, I don't think so. It's nice to be home. You know how nice it would be for me to be on my bed, still sleeping right there, put my leg on top of my wife. Move it right again. I'm used to her that. Push my leg, you know. That's nice. And wake up at any time. Like when we went on vacation, get up from bed around 10 o'clock, go read my Bible, drink some coffee, didn't have to worry about it. That's nice. That's nice. But you know, when you got to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, drive by over an hour, and then when you get there, look, you got to do this today, you got to finish this, and you got to do, oh, and you have to. And then it's hot. You can tell me that I really love my job. I thank God for it. I appreciate it. But it's not original love. Original love is what is God in me. That's original love. He loved me even when I was a sinner. He loved me when I didn't deserve his forgiveness. That's original love. And the same way should be in us. We should love one to another. Look. The love of God in us is a reflection that we truly know him. We know that. We read that right there on the verse 7. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. You know, that's a proof that we know God. He's loving us. That's original love. Like I say, there are no reason why I got to love Brother Freddy, but it's only because God is in my heart. He's living in me. He's loving me. That made me love all my brother in Christ. If I tell you that everyone in church, I like their attitude. When Son of Dan had a bad attitude, I'd be a liar. But I still got to love in Christ. Yeah, there's some brother that sometimes you would rather to keep it away from them because they won't leave you alone. They give you hard times sometimes. But still, I got to love them because it's like God love in me. What about every time I sin, I fall short before the Lord? He has still loved me. Tell me if it's not. He has still loved you. In the same way should be me and you. That's the proof that he's living in us, that we know him. God has shown his love for us. He not only say it through his word, but he showed his love. The confirmation of his love, he did it through his son. He gave his begotten son, his only son, now born from flesh and blood. But the son that comes from him, his son that is in him, he loved his son. He gave it for us. Romans chapter 8:32 speak about that. That God showed his love for me and Joe, a Jew, that he gave his only son. I don't know if I asked you before, but I'm going to ask you again. I don't care if I ask you 10 times the same question. I asked to the church and I will continue asking. Brother Ed, if I ask you, would you be able to give one of your shot? I'm not even finished the question. I got 4 daughters. I love my daughter. I love my kids. I say I felt the bigger blessing for me, the biggest one, is my salvation. And the second one is my family. I feel the Lord, that's what I love the most. And after my family, I love y'all. If you ask me, Pastor Emilio, I know you love the Lord so much. Would you be able to give one of your daughter for me? Let's continue with it. What are we talking about? About love, right? Yeah, I love you so much, believe it or not. But God was able to do that. He's the only one, and he showed, he proved how much he loved you, given his begotten son. He not only say through his word, but he proves, is the confirmation that he loved you so much that he gave his only son. He demonstrated. It's an action. It's not just a feeling. But as a Christian, we got to copy what the Lord did with his son. We got to, like my daughter said, I tell my younger one, only messing with her, Carolina. She got my same face. And I said, you know, unfortunately, I got to tell you, you're not my daughter. We are the puppy. Stop the lying. Look, if we try to do a DNA test, you know what they're going to see? You do. No, it's positive. All right, don't worry about it. Go home. We got to do the same thing. We got to copy. She said, I'm just copy and paste. We got to do the same thing, copy and paste what the Lord did for us. We got to love one another no matter what. We got to show love one another. You can't imagine that I tell my brother, hey, brother, I love you. And all the time, yes, I love you, but I don't show no love for him. You know what you're going to say? Pastor Emilio, he's a liar. He's a hypocrite. He said he loved me, but he only said from his word. He never showed me nothing, not even give me a hug, you know? We got to show love. That's what the Lord did. He confirmation for his love for me and you was through his son. You know, John 3:16, we all know that verse. I think that's the heart of the New Testament. I think everybody know, as a Christian, we should know that, just like we know our name. John 3:16. For God gave his son, his begotten son, for those who love him, have eternal life. We know that. Who doesn't know this verse yet? If you don't know it yet, you have to know it. You're probably starting knowing the Lord. But we have to. And that's a proof. This verse show how much and express how much God loved me and you. Look. We must demonstrate his love in us in the same way. The verse 11 that we just read a while ago. Dear friend, since God loves us that much, we surely owe to love each other. We owe to love each other. It's not a notion. It's a commandment. In fact, there's 77 times in this book of John that he speaks about love. 77 times. And I tell you what, if God's word was inspired through him, and he spoke 77 times about love, that's a straight message for his church, for me and you, about love. It's not something that he say. Let me put this right there to complete this letter. No. So many times, when we read the Gospel of John, he speaks about love. When you read the first chapter of this verse, let me see if I show you. Yeah, on the second chapter, I'm not writing a new commandment. That's the second chapter, verse 7. I'm not writing a new commandment for you. Rather, it's on all one you have from the very beginning. It's a old commitment. This old commitment to love one another is the same message you have heard before. Wow, he's repeating. And you can imagine when a pastor repeat a message a couple of times, people, oh, that's the same thing. Well, what about this? He says he's repeating the same message we heard before about love. You know, if we speak about love through the rest of the whole year, I guarantee you there's a lot of people, they won't come to church. They are speaking about the same. But what about God's word? He's repeating about love. He's repeating. Why? Because God's sending a straight message to his church that we got to love each other. How many of you here have a children, our parent? How you feel when you see your child get into fight? Right? You get angry. You don't like that. I remember when Emily and Eileen, they were little, about 4 or 7 years old, they get into argument. I used to tell her, you know what? If you continue, I'm going to grab both heads. And God going to hit both heads till you stop bleeding. They are scared. Papi, no what? I said, you want me to do that right now? But I was inside of me, I was laughing. You want me to do that? No, Papi! You can imagine that the Lord do the same thing to us. Freddie, why are you getting to fight with me? You want me to grab off head and shake it till you blast up? Oh, no, I can't do that. Especially that we are not too young no more. Now that we're not too young no more. It's the same way. Our Heavenly Father, He loved to see each other in peace, in His love. And that's what He's speaking about over here. We must demonstrate His love enough. The same way He loved me so much. He was capable, able, and available to send His Son. That way we have peace with Him. And that way His love lives in us. We should do the same thing. If He loved me that much, I should love my brother the same way. Loving one another is a living sign that God lives in us. Wow. Like I said a while ago, it's sad when people don't believe that we are Christian because they don't see God love in us. But that's a living sign. That's a living sign that God lives in us. I read before I come over here about a Christian that was in China. He was trying to share the gospel. And he has to speak to a Chinese. He said, excuse me, may I talk to you for a second? He said, yes, why not? Do you ever heard about the gospel? He said, no, I not even heard. I've seen the gospel. I've seen the gospel. The Christian was impressed. He was shocked. He said, what you mean? Yeah, I seen the gospel. Look, I got one on my neighbor. He was a drug addict. He abused his family. This dude, he was stealing everybody in the neighborhood. And when he came to Christ, they do his working, and he showed love for his family. Because it wasn't her generation, regeneration. That's what it really is. You know, loving one another is a living sign that God lives in us. Now he respects his family. Now he loves his wife and his kids. And he don't touch nobody in the neighborhood. Because that's a living way to show that God loves living us. That's a sign, a living sign that God lives in us. It's not just, oh, I'm Christian. Look, it's not about that. People got to see Christ in you through your act, not just through your words, but through your act. Through your act. Because loving one another is a living sign that God lives in us. I never forgot when I grew up on a hood, bad neighborhood. Yeah, I was on a place where if you grab an orange and somebody see it, they're going to take it from you, especially the taller than you. Yeah, that was the way I grew up. I grew up on a place that you got to fight every day. If it's not, you're going to be the sandbag. Everybody going to be hitting you, you know, hitting you. And I got to fight almost every day. At school, I didn't like when everybody comes on a line to go out or to come in inside the school, they start hitting you from the back. And you got to fight. If not, nobody will respect you. And I never forget when I came to Christ. I went to the laundry one time. And there's a guy, he was getting into argument with a lady that was in the laundry. And he asked me, what about you? You want some too? And I didn't even pay attention. When I went back home, I said, that's really God loving me that I not even answer back. It was my side, my way, pretty much my side by side, was I didn't have to think it twice. I don't have to be scared. He wasn't taller than me. He wasn't stronger than me. But I know that God loves was living in me. I not even hate the God. I just don't pay attention, and I went back home. Because that's God loving me. What I did, I just prayed for him. Lord, I pray that you touch his heart and that he knows you, that he loves you. That's God loving us. There should be something different when the love of God living in us. It's loving one another is a living sign that God living in us. It's a living sign. My question is, are we really living a sign? Are we a living sign that God living in us? There are other people, not Christian people, they can say, I know. That Raul is a Christian because the stuff we do at work for him, he should be fighting already. And instead, he answered with love. Are we doing that? Are we showing God love? That's the way it should be. I tell you, the Bible said, and this word we will have a hard time. Jesus didn't hire that from us. He showed, he said it. And this word we will have a hard time. But when we be in heaven, then we'll be on a paradise. I remember we went to the beach, beautiful beach over there in my country. My kids, they love it. And they say, Papi, this is like a paradise. It's a beautiful God creation. It's a beach. The paradise will be when we be in heaven. The sun will burn me over there. When I be with the Lord, no more hot weather. No more cold weather. No wake up early no more. But yeah, that's going to be the real paradise. And last and not least, God love in us, give us confidence by coming before him. You know that God love us so much that he give us confidence that at the day of the judgment, we can come in before him. Because Romans chapter 8, verse 1 say, there no more condemnation for those that live in Christ. If God loves living you, you don't have to worry about condemnation. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Read it when you get home. Mark it right there. Yeah, that gives us confidence. His love gives us confidence to come before him. Verse 17 and 18. And as we live in God, our law grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of the judgment. But why? Because God loving us. Because God loved me so much. He gave his begotten son. And now his love is in me. But we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. How do we live like Jesus? Hating one another? Oh, I don't like what the brother Louis say about what the Bible. No, I can't come to him and tell him. You see, the Bible really say about this. In fact, the Bible showed me that we shouldn't get into argument with one another about his word. We can, you know, speak about it. Well, I think that Jesus was speaking, but not get into argument. It's sad when people leave church because they get mad one to another. He got mad one to another. That's not what the Bible is talking about. You know, and a lot of people, it's sad that people come into church, but they not surely if they will be saved, if they are saved. The Bible said, we got confident. When the love of God is in me, I'm confident that when I be before him, he will tell me, come to me. Come in, my joyful servant, and enjoy the freely paradise. I have confidence because it's God loving me. I heard about other Christians. Well, brother, you know, but we're not sure yet. Not till we be in heaven. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says we got to be confident. Let me read again. In verse 17. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of the judgment. I don't know you. I'm not afraid. You know, every time we heard strategy, I used to tell people and even my family, you know, we don't have to worry, but we got to be ready to go with the Lord at any time. Even that he come or he come into his presence, we got to be ready. One way to be ready is loving the Lord and lower our brother. And then the Bible said, we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus in this world. So love has no fear because perfect love expels fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. You see, the Bible said the fear that Bible speak about is people that they afraid that when they be before to the Lord, they say, oh, Brother Freddy, I'm sorry. I didn't know you, depart from me. Like Matthew 7 says, not everyone who say, Lord, Lord, will come, you know, to him. Depart from me. The people that get afraid, but the love of God in me will cast out my fear. Because I'm confident that when I be before him, I will spend eternity with him. You got to be confident. When somebody comes in and tell you, I know you go to church, but you're not sure yet. Yeah. If God living in you, his love living in you, you got to be confident that you will spend eternity with him. That's what the Bible said. Now, Pastor Emilio, right there. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. And let me see. It is for fear of punishment. Well, and this show that we had not fully experienced his perfect love. When we are afraid about if we will spend eternity with him or not, it said right there, is because, and this show that we had not fully experienced his perfect love. If you are still afraid, if you're not sure, it's because you're not even experiencing his perfect, fully experiencing his perfect love. I hope today before we leave, you will start experiencing his perfect and fully love. It shows that we are not living a lie. You, God love enough show that we're not living a lie. How we know that? Look, the verse 20, that's one of my favorite. And that's kind of the test. That's kind of the test we got to ask each other. You remember what I told you a while ago? That's kind of the test. Verse 20 says, if someone say, I love God, but hate a fellow believer, that person is a liar. That should be a test for me and you. You want to know if you are a liar? Let me ask you a question. Right now, can come to your mind who the person you hate the most on this world. If you said the devil, you are right. You say, well, my boss, my coworker, my ex, you still hate it? When the Bible tells me that I got to love even my enemy, Jesus told me that I got to love my enemy. That's a good test for me and you. You want to know if you are a real Christian, if there's an original love of God in you, that's right there. If someone say, I love God, but hate a fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people, we can see, how can we love God who we cannot see? Wow. You're a perfect liar. Like I said, that's a test. You want to know how much you love God that you don't see? Show me the way you love your brother that you see every day. Show me the way you love your brother when you go to cell group. Show me the way you love your brother when you come to church. The brother that when you've been about to go to a parking lot, he come in and tell you, brother. Is that right, brother? You can take it. I'll park by the street. You made me do some exercise. I'll walk a little bit more. That's love. And you know that? When you do that to people that do not know Christ, they get angry. They don't like that. Because the purpose sometimes is makes you angry. The enemy get angry when the God love is expressed to the way we act. When we show God love in us. And it shows that we're not a liar. It shows that we love God. It shows that we love God. And the last and not least, God love in us, it must always, not sometime, guide us to obedience our Lord. The love of God in me always to guide me, must guide me to obedience his word, to obedience God. That's what he said, the last verse. Verse 21. And he has given us this command. Those who love God must also love their fellow believer. We got obedience. And like we read what it goes. You remember? Let me read again. On a verse, on a chapter 2, verse 7. Let me read again. Dear friends, that's for us. I'm not writing a new commandment for you. Rather, it is an old one you had from the very beginning. From the beginning of the word. This old commandment to love one another is the same message you heard before. That's, in fact, this last verse is the complex of everything that we read. That the whole chapter, that's the complex right there. Everything that we now want to know, everything that the Lord wants for me and you is this, to love one another as we love him. Let me tell you what. If is there a valve in you about a person that you are still hating, be careful. Pray the Lord. Tell Lord, take that angry, that rudeness, take it away from me. And please help me to see people like you see soul. What God loves the most, it's not person, it's soul. It's all soul. Because this flesh, when I die, probably going to be burned. I don't know what my kids going to do with me. I'll probably be buried. But my soul depends on the decision I'm making. This word, it will go to heaven or it will go to hell. But it depends on an original love in me. The love for God and the love for my brother. Let me tell you what, it's not too late for you. You're still on time. You're still on time. All you got to do is come to the Lord in faith, in repentance. And tell the Lord, come to my heart. Please help me. And it's not that you pray, just pray. It's that you obey. You apply what you're praying in your life. And tell him, one of my prayers all the time is, Lord, let me see. Please, please, I'm begging the Lord. Please help me to see not people, but help me to see soul. You know how many people? One day in Dominican, we went to another state. It was Sunday, last Sunday. Sunday before we come over here. And we went to a beautiful place, to another state. It was Sunday night, 11 o'clock. It was a big crowd. And I had my friend, Frank Kelly. That's where he live at. He came back. His mom passed away this week. He had to come back. Let me ask you a question. It's 11 o'clock, Sunday night. Those people, tomorrow is holidays or they don't work tomorrow? I said, no, it's a regular day. And you know what? It came to my mind. Wow. What amazing would be if we would do the same thing in church for the love of God. That the church will be full of people no matter what time will be. A lot of people come to church and they say, this pastor is taking so long. Oh, this pastor, I come back. I never come back to the service again. It was 11 o'clock. Every restaurant around, fancy restaurant, let me tell you, full of people. And this place, it was crowded. 11 o'clock, Sunday night. I said, wow. You can imagine that we love the Lord so much that we wouldn't care for time to spend one another, to come to church. You know how sad it is that there's people, they got a cell group, and they can't wait till finish to. It's sad. That there's people going to church and they not even give time, opportunity to the pastor to come in and shake their hand because they look like they leave the things cooking, boiling. They probably gonna burn. The food probably in the oven. I gotta go right away. If it's not, I gonna get my house get a fire. That's the way it look like. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. If that happened to you, please don't do that. Cook after you get home. Turn off your oven. Please come to the Lord and spend time with the Lord. Because you love him and you love to have fellowship one to another.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.